BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
It's bucketing along the KZN coast this morning. The SA Weather Service had warned us to brace for it. Disruptive rainfall under the Yellow 4 alert, with heavy downpours are not only expected to lash the coast, but the adjacent interior as well. Here's forecaster Weisman Dlamini.
We're expecting 60 to 80% chance over KZN. Also have a warning for disruptive rainfall. That is the rainfall that might cause significant impact for areas along the coast. That is your Ugu district, eThekwini, Ilembe district, King Cetshwayo and Umkhanyakude districts. That is where we're expecting most of the rain. And then on inland of KZN, there is 60% and 30% chance over the extreme western parts of the province.
A governance expert says while the reversal of the VAT hike is a sign of democracy at work, it's unfortunate that it took this long for an agreement to be reached. Public and political pressure intensified in recent weeks as the May deadline of implementing the 0.5 percentage point increase drew near. Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana announced in a statement yesterday that he has withdrawn the decision to raise the VAT rate. Expert Dr. Harlan Kluter believes the reversal of the contentious hike shows how fragile the GNU is.
That is where we are heading towards compromising. Give and take, negotiations are never easy. They could have and they should have settled this matter behind closed doors as part of the GNU arrangement. This is democracy. It's a pity that this matter now had to go to court and it couldn't be solved politically, but sanity prevailed. The matter was settled politically outside of court. The ANC, did not think that the DA and the EFF were serious when they said that they would take this matter to court.
Eskom says stage 2 load shedding, which was implemented in the afternoon, has been suspended. This follows the recovery of more than 2,000 megawatts of generation capacity and sufficient emergency reserves. Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mokwena says they'll release more information on the power situation today.
Planned maintenance continues to ensure system readiness for increased winter demand, to meet regulatory requirements, and to ensure environmental compliance. Our team remains committed to restoring approximately 6,000 megawatts to service by next Tuesday.
France's Prime Minister is calling for a crackdown on knife crime in schools. This after a teenage girl was killed and three pupils wounded in a stabbing in the western region. The attacker, a 15-year-old boy, is said to have been arrested at the school after being restrained by a teacher. The government's establishing a commission to probe the sales and ownership of knives by teenagers. Devon's going up to a high of 21 degrees today, Richards Bay 23, Maritzburg 20. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.